Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutral.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
No, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn. Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
On. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an egg.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals in home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever. Cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
We never enjoyed our operation more. Every complication more. Wearing our disposable gowns.
By converters.
Cutting is much easier. Love those new disposable sheets.
Yeah.
If the patient gets bloody, real bloody,
Surgipack is the way.
If I mess up the cover,
we'll get another.
We throw the old ones away.
We never enjoyed our operation more.
Every complication more. Love that modern Surgipack way.
And I loved my hysterectomy.
Love those drapes, those towels, and those caps. My converters,
I feel good and clean in them.
I don't mind being seen in them.
Love that new disposable way. If the patient starts moaning and groaning,
she gets a transfusion, a contusion,
I'll still be comfy as can be.
We never enjoy our operation, so every complication, so we've had such a ball of it here.
That I'm coming back for another
next year.
Hey, listen, Doc, are you free in August?
Next year.
Side.
Next year.
What's that match up with the one on the left?
Right here.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link glands.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Valencia.
Thank you.
It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop.
Two words in the title of this recording, Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, are usually considered as synonymous, women and secrets. The unusual feature is the fact that secrets are being revealed, but the author, Dorothy Walters, is an unusual woman. A few years ago, she and her husband, with two small children, faced an economic crisis. It was necessary to augment the family income. Dorothy, or Dottie as she's known to thousands of friends, met the situation by discovering within herself a tremendous talent, the ability to sell. Since that time, through cultivation of her talent, she's enjoyed dynamic success in the fields of advertising, sales training, writing, and lecturing. Surely, no other person, male or female, is more eminently qualified to reveal the seven secrets of selling to women than Dottie Walters.
For centuries, woman has been like the Sphinx of Egypt, an eternal mystery to men. Men have cursed her, loved her, enslaved her, worshipped her, but they've always been mystified by her. Now, in our modern commercial world, man must try to sell her. Since today most men sell their products or services either directly or indirectly to women, the key to the mystery of why women act as they do is important to every sales organization. American big business is ardently pursuing the American woman customer. All sorts of specialists are being enlisted and millions spent in the quest for the enigmatic, glittering prize, the female buyer. And as if this were not hard enough, men must also sell women no matter where they go, in their homes, in their offices, and in the offices of their clients. Oftentimes, selling the wife of a prospect will turn the trick of closing a sale. The purpose of this recording is to unveil the seven secrets of selling to all women. You see, the fundamental difference in men's and women's sales techniques can be explained in this way. A man, accosted by a fierce dog, will say, "Nice dog," while he gropes around for a big rock as a weapon. But a woman, faced with the same problem, will call softly, "Nice doggy," until the poor brute is convinced that he is an utterly charming dog. So in order to sell a woman, you must beat her at her own game. Ever since Eve sold Adam the apple, women have been the experts at persuasion. When you don't sell a woman, remember, she has sold you on no. The first mistake most men make in trying to sell women is that they endeavor to understand them. Now, frankly, women do not want to be understood. The mystery of women you protest so roundly is something we realize is essential to our charm. If you understood all the workings of our minds, we fear you'd love us much less. So the more you press to understand us, the more devious we become. Actually, understanding is a woman's job. A man complains, "My wife doesn't understand me," and feels wronged because she does not. The truth is, she probably understands him all too well. So, let us women do the understanding, while you men practice these seven secrets, and we'll buy whatever you want to sell us with enthusiasm.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
Out of those chains, so she's dead by you. That's why. I'm here to remind you, what do you get when you fall in love? You only get nice pain, sorrow, so for a kiss tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. A heart that's shattered, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. What do you get when you need a girl? You get enough tears, girl, and hope. That's what you get for your devotion. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those kings, the king that died you, that's why
I'm here to remind you.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get pride, pain, sorrow, so for it. Until tomorrow, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never, never fall in love again.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Hi, and welcome to Stairway to Stardom. I'm your host, Frank Massey, and stick to that dial, because we have a fine show for you today.
Thank you.
don't clean house or wash the dishes. The Lord made those chores for the missing. So wash it and dishes and scrub them hands. A man ain't meant to have dishpan hands. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in. So bake that bread and make that jelly. Cook that food to fill my belly. I was never one to break tradition. A woman's place is in the kitchen. Hold the weeds and mow the lawn. For recreation, you can scrub the junk. Then hurry to the store and do the shopping. Rush back home, the man's scrubbing and I'm mopping. I didn't marry you because you're good looking. I married you for your good home cooking. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in.
Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with Pom Pom Tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by Bunny Whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
Between the stars and Raggedy Ann.
You're listening to Radio Valencia, the radio station most preferred by Sean Hayes.
We call the snake people to water the moon. Why count the day when you can count the light on a stone? The weight of a stone, the light on a stone.
Whenever someone said they wanted.
Explode into the Capitol Center this Saturday. Judas Priest live.
Fine,
with special guest Dawkins. Tickets for Judas Priest.
They went into the inside of the concert.
Special guest Uriah Heep this Monday.
Where do I park?
Where do you park? Anywhere you want.
That's right. This is the Judas Priest pre-party here on RadioValencia.fm. It is Rampage Radio, starring Rob Halford, Glenn Timpton, K.K. Downing, Dave Holland, Ian Hill. Dave Holland, whoa. Meanwhile, in Capitol Center, Largo, 1986, Maryland. The Judas Priest pre-party coming to you live from Radio 91.7 FM, Rampage Radio. Here in the heart of the city, and the transmissions for the mission in the heart of the mission, San Francisco. On this beautiful 22nd day of June, 2019. Stay tuned for more Judas Priest. Yeah. And that's right. But stay tuned for more Judas Priest free party here on RadioValencia.fm, Rampage Radio. I am the Last Second Manny. The Lone Rager. And, of course, Lamb Solo. Last Hanging Ready, Rampage Radio, RadioLancia.fm. Stay tuned for more Judas Priest free party. Of course, Judas Priest playing Monday at the Warfield. Also, it's Tuesday, too, I believe. Yeah, with Uriah Heep. Play Uriah Heep today. Go see Uriah Heep live with Judas Priest. But stay tuned for more Judas Priest free party. Rampage Radio, RadioLancia.fm. Come see you every Saturday from noon to 2 here on RadioLancia.fm. Of course, the heart of the mission, transmission of the mission. Thank you for tuning in, listeners. Stay tuned for more Rampage Radio. And more Judas Priest. You got what? You got more Judas Priest coming, that's right. Judas Priest.
I'm Dave Elby, I'm 20 years old.
Start off the Judas Priest free party with some Necromancer, of course, Romance the Necro, on Rampage Radio, RadioValencia.fm. Go to RadioValencia.fm if you have any requests, death threats, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. We do it all! RadioValencia.fm, Rampage Radio. It's the Judas Priest pre-party. Here on RadioValencia.fm, Rampage Radio, the song of the Sentinel, the band Judas Priest, the show, the Judas Priest pre-party.
Yeah. looks like you dressed for our concert, right?
I'm just scared.
Oh, that's
all right. Heavy metal parking lot at your best.
Did your boyfriend do it to you?
Judas Priest at your best. Here, the mighty Judas Priest.
What's that? Is that a
so you got to dress up with Judas Priest, right? Oh, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Firepower Tour, of course.
I'll
sing it, brother.
I'm gone.
No, we're here. We're not going anywhere. It's Judas Priest pre-party here on RadioLinton.fm. What are we talking about? Firepower Tour. That's right. So, of course, the top of the set, we start off with a Firepower song, Necromancer, followed by Head On Out to the Highway, a classic Judas Priest song off a, I believe, a classic album. You know, back in the days, in the 80s, Kerrang, no, not Kerrang, but Circus Magazine, Hip Parader. You know, Judas Priest kind of tried to apologize for that album. They shouldn't apologize for that album. That album's great. I love that album, okay? They should apologize for trying to change the cover. I don't know why they did that. Whatever. Somebody informed me. Who knows? Somebody talked to me. Of course, that album came out in what? Let's see. What did she, what, 1981? Yeah, 1981 release. Defenders of the Faith was in there also. A song from Defenders of the Faith, The Sentinel, you just last heard. That came out, 1984, I believe. And we start off the set with the Necromancer Firepower song. I'm too busy talking here. We got metal to play. That's right. What kind of metal? Judas Priest metal, of course. So, since it's a Firepower tour, why don't we start off with another Firepower song? Here's Spectra from the Judas Priest, the mighty Judas Priest, on his Judas Priest pre-party on RadioValencia.fm. Rampage Radio!
Yes, I'm telling you. Hey, let me tell you. Robert Halford is the last motherfucking single. Around. Hey, can't get down here, man. Who motherfuckers can play some guitar? Priest is bad, man. Priest is number one in heavy metal, man. And then who comes next?
Who comes next? Rampage Radio comes next. Far behind Judas Priest, of course. A far second.
Power. This man will stop at nothing to hold it.
some snakes? I
Some burning?
Yeah, you like heavy metal?
Hell yeah!
What do you usually do when you go to a heavy metal
party?
Yeah?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
stuff, right? So, I'm not even going to talk about that. That's all I've said, right? So, Rob Hoffman here on Age of Retribution, the album after Painkiller from the 90s, of course. Of course, but this one's from 2005. Wow, that's a long time, man. A lot of time has passed. But enjoy. We got more Judas Priest coming up. Of course, it's Judas Priest Free Party. I've got a dedication to my colleague, my yinks, my yang, partner in crime, the Toddster, the Todd Owens Show. Well, the Todd Show with Todd Owens, that is, from Hellbound CA. He has a request from an album that I'm not very familiar with also, Turbo, coming out next, Out of the Cold, right? Enjoy this, though.
Excellent.
Are you fucked up?
Half and half.
Yeah? Is everybody here having a good time?
Hell yeah.
Who rules?